It is Volunteer Appreciation Day here on MyFM today, and let's introduce you to one of our volunteers. Can I have your name, please, and where you volunteer?
Tom Enright. I volunteer with the Rotary Club, involved with the Blood Donor Clinic, involved with the Refugee Committee at my church. That's a few other probably. Those are the major one.
Tom, how did you get involved in all this volunteering?
Probably started, the primary one was Rotary, and because of its focus on service within the community, from that came out of the Blood Donor Clinic. The other one is with my church, is something that, as an individual, I feel that we talk about giving back to the community, but I think it's more than that sort of phrase. It's actually feeling good about providing service to others, often in need. And just whether it be fundraising or giving of our time, to me, the time is probably more critical to the volunteer than trying to raise money. Raising money is one thing, but giving one's personal time is probably the thing that I get the most gratification from.
Why do you feel, obviously, any community is stronger with their volunteer base? Why do you feel it's important for people to get involved on a volunteer basis?
We're going to be part of a community. We have to give something of ourselves. I mean, we can always receive from the community. There's many things in terms of the service or just there. But if we are part of the community, that being part is giving back, is being a service to others, individual others, or to the general community as a whole.
Do you have any accomplishments as a volunteer that you're most proud of?
That's difficult to pinpoint that way.
Well, you have received recognition before, if I'm not mistaken, on your volunteerism and volunteering blood donations, have you not?
Yes, that was one of them a few years ago in terms of number of service, years of service in the volunteer to the blood donor clinic. That was a number of years ago. The Rotary Club itself has acknowledged me by Paul Harris a number of years ago. Probably not others sort of thing, but and that's obviously not the reason one does it. I don't believe any volunteer is looking for recognition of that nature. They do probably want to see some recognition that the work they've done is valuable. So in that sense, we're looking for recognition for what has occurred as opposed to us, what we have done.
Final question for those in the community who have not experienced volunteerism but are thinking about it, what would you say to them?
Reach out. There's all sorts of opportunity, whether it be with your church group, any service club that may be out there. Just look around. There's so many opportunities. You look at social media, there's opportunity presented there, but there's all sorts of need. And sometimes it's something one could start themselves. They see a need, they might say, hey, well, I want to start doing that in my neighborhood. Whether cleaning up in your neighborhood, just a simple thing like that is something that's out there.
Tom Enright, one of our features today on Volunteer Appreciation Day on MyFM. Thank you for coming in, sir. Well-deserved. You've been a volunteer for many, many years, and we appreciate your service.
Thank you.